Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, 11 years of transformative impact in financial inclusion. The participants are Dr. Prashant Kumar Goel, Joint Secretary, Department of Financial Services, Minister of Finance, and Ruchika Chitravanshi, Journalist.
Today we are discussing the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, which completes 11 years of transformative impact in India's financial landscape. As the world's largest financial inclusion initiative, PM Jan Dhan Yojana has redefined access to banking for millions of underserved citizens. Let us first hear a report by our Akashvani correspondent.
Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana has completed 11 successful years, opening new doors for banking and financial inclusion all across India. Launched on August 28, 2014 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, this scheme aims to give even the poorest households easy access to bank accounts, insurance and direct government benefits.
Is Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana ke madhyam se hum desh ke gareeb se gareeb logon ko bank account ki suvidha se jodna chahte. आज करोड़ों करोड़ों परिवार हैं जिसके पास मोबाइल फोन तो है लेकिन बैंक अकाउंट नहीं है। यह स्थिति हमें बदलनी है। देश की आर्थिक संसाधन गरीब के काम आए, इसकी शुरुआत यहीं से होती है। यही तो है जो खिड़की खोलता है।
PMJDY aims towards banking the unbanked, securing the unsecured, funding the unfunded and serving the unserved and underserved. In these 11 years, more than 56 crore Jan Dhan accounts have been opened. Over half of these belong to women and 67% of accounts are in rural and semi-urban areas. The total deposits in these accounts have reached more than 2,68,000 crore rupees and more than 38 crore rupee debit cards have been issued, enabling digital payments even in the remotest districts.
भारत के बैंक भारी संकट से गुजर रहे थे। हमारा बैंकिंग सिस्टम फ्रेजाइल था। करोड़ों भारतीय बैंकिंग सिस्टम से बाहर थे। भारत दुनिया के उन देशों में से एक था जहां एक्सेस टू क्रेडिट सबसे मुश्किल था। इस योजना ने गांव और गरीब के आर्थिक सशक्तिकरण के साथ ही रोजगार निर्माण में भी बहुत बड़ी भूमिका निभाई है। पहले देश में बहुत बड़ी संख्या में लोगों के पास बैंक खाता ही नहीं था, बेचारों ने बैंक का दरवाजा नहीं देखा था, लेकिन जनधन योजना के कारण 50 करोड़ से ज्यादा नए बैंक खाते खोल चुके हैं।
This scheme is the backbone for the direct benefit transfer in over 327 schemes, including gas subsidies, pensions, food subsidies and COVID relief funds. The scheme is also lauded for creating financial awareness and supporting social security with micro insurance and pension products. PMJDY's impact has been recognized globally, including a Guinness World Record for the most accounts opened in 1 week. Guided by the mission statement of banking the unbanked, the PMJDY has fulfilled the dream of banking for many Indians, especially in rural and marginalized communities. With Meghna's report, this is Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani News, Delhi.
To discuss more about the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, we have with us today Dr. Prashant Kumar Goel, Joint Secretary, Department of Financial Services in the Ministry of Finance. A very warm welcome to you, Dr. Goel, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Dr. Goel, can you tell us some of the big achievements of this scheme in the last 11 years and the impact it has had, not just financially, but also socially on the fabric of our country?
Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana has made a sea change in the access to financial services, mainly bank account, in the last 11 years. When the scheme was launched in 2014, approximately 7.5 crore households were not having a bank account. So the aim of the scheme was to provide at least one bank account to every such household. And the target was completed within a short period of time. By 2018, we shifted the target to cover all adult individuals in the country. And you would be happy to know that as on date, around more than 56 crore Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan account have been opened. And our achievement has been recognized by various surveys like NSS survey 2022, RBI internal survey, even World Bank Findex report.
And also the kind of impact it has had in the lives of women who hold 56% of the accounts is also something that would have had a big impact on society.
Actually, traditionally in India, women were dependent upon the men folk for their financial needs. They didn't even have a bank account. So when a bank account is given to a woman, she can save as per her need. Whatever benefit government is providing to a woman, that comes into her account, be it old age pension, be it Manrega benefit, be it Matri Vandana Yojana benefit. So all those benefits are coming to women account and she has full control. Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana has given such women her own bank account and a financial independence from the other male members of the family.
Now to have this kind of reach of bank accounts and the penetration you've had, not just in semi-urban areas, but in rural areas of the country, what kind of infrastructure have you required and how has the whole banking system of the country matched pace with these grand ambitions of the scheme?
I would say that the bankers played a major role. From the government, we have given the guidance from the highest office, right from Honorable Prime Minister, then Honorable Finance Minister, DFS. But the actual ground level work has been done by the bank manager, bank officer and other staff. They have gone to the fields, they have motivated people to open the account, got the forms filled up, explained to them the need of the account and how easy it is to open an account. In fact, without the active cooperation and participation of each and every bank employee in every nook and corner of the country, be it rural area, be it urban area, the success could not have been achieved. So really a tremendous work has been done by the bank officer and bank staff.
Still now 11 years have passed. Looking back, what were the big challenges that you face and what challenges do you still think you have to prepare for?
Now the challenge which we are facing is in the account uses. If we see the number slightly over 20% of the account under Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, they are inoperative. An account becomes inoperative when there is no transaction in the account, debit transaction for 2 years. So that means many people have got the account, but they are still not accustomed to using it. So a right kind of financial literacy need to be provided to such people so that they get the habit of using these accounts. In fact, we have given a RuPay debit card to them also, which has an inbuilt accident insurance cover. So we are telling them that if you use the RuPay debit card and do transaction, maybe ATM withdrawal or other transaction, not only your account would be active, but also you will be covered under the accidental insurance. So this is one challenge. Second challenge is that slightly less than 10% accounts are zero balance accounts. So these people are there who got some benefit and then they withdraw it, but actively they are not using the account for saving. So the need of the hour is that people use the bank account for building whatever little savings they have so that in future they have some kind of corpus to meet the exigencies of life. So these are the two challenges. One, inoperative account, and secondly, small number of zero balance accounts.
Initially, when the scheme was launched, there was also this concern, one person having opened more than one account and duplicate accounts. Of course, you have inoperative accounts. So how at the government level do you deal with these issues?
See, although Aadhaar is not mandatory, but many of the accounts do have Aadhaar number. So we are deduplicating on the basis of Aadhaar where more than one account is there in a bank. So system itself flags that the account is duplicate. But I would say that not many such Jan Dhan accounts are there which are duplicate. If we see even beyond Jan Dhan, a normal person has 2 accounts, 3 accounts, 4, 5 accounts depending upon his need. So duplicate account in Jan Dhan Yojana is not a major issue, and most of them do not have duplicate account. But still, at the bank system level, there are alerts when somebody who is having a bank account, either Jan Dhan account or some other account, if he tries to open another Jan Dhan account, so system flag. Yeah. So we prevent opening of such account.
You talked about how the Jan Dhan Yojana has helped in the direct benefit transfer, and schemes like Narega and all are now directly providing the benefit to the beneficiary. How are you thinking of increasing this further? Are there more schemes that will be now linked with Jan Dhan Yojana?
Government, in fact, has set up a separate DBT cell, direct benefit transfer cell, which is looking at various schemes across ministries where some kind of financial benefit is being given to people. And it is the endeavor of the government that all such schemes where some kind of benefit is being given, it should be given through the bank account. And the beneficiary of this scheme, they can take the benefit in their own account, whether it is a Jandan account or non-Jandan account. So when we talk about those people who were earlier being provided assistance in cash or through such means and they now have a Jandan account, so definitely it increases the reach of the government schemes and directly money goes into their account. So government is actively working on that and promoting that benefit transfer through Jandan account and other accounts of the beneficiary.
Are there any goals that you have set now that the scheme is entering its 12th year? You have achieved quite a lot of penetration. What is next for Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana?
Yeah, our goal is 100% saturation of every adult in the country with the Jandan account. Whatever 5 or 6% adults are left, we want to reach out to them and tell them, explain them the need of having bank account and benefits of that and open accounts for that. Second goal is to make all inoperative accounts operative and functional again. And third, a larger goal is to inculcate the habit of saving among people so that they use the actual benefit of banking system and having a bank account and do their day-to-day transaction through the banking system. So our goal is 100% saturation with the bank account of every adult.
And of course, steps to take forward the whole thing about financial literacy that you have said is a big issue. How are you going to deal with that?
In fact, financial literacy is very, very important component of the entire effort of the government, whether it is Jandan Yojana or Mudra Yojana or other micro insurance, micro pension scheme. So without financial literacy, a person is not aware about his rights, his needs, and what kind of products are available. So in fact, from 1st July 2025, we have launched a 3-month campaign where we are reaching to every village and every urban local body in the country and having a camp there. During the camp, not only we are opening Jandan account and covering people under Atal Pension Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Suraksha Bima Yojana, Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana, but also telling them about unclaimed deposit, doing re-KYC of their accounts, having nomination in the account. So wherever the needs are, we are educating them, explaining them various kind of financial products which are available and also hand-holding them for accessing the services which are being provided to banking system or the insurance.
In fact, sir, this is also a scheme which when India was hosting the G20, we talked a lot about how India has achieved financial inclusion through PM Jan Dhan Yojana and the whole digital revolution that was followed. Are we collaborating with other countries to spread what we have done and others also trying to draw any inspiration and lessons from us?
There was a World Bank report sometime back, which said that depending upon the experience of other countries and the pace at which other countries work, the kind of account opening and financial inclusion, which we have achieved in last 10 years or 11 years, it would have taken India at least 47 years to reach that level if it was a business as usual approach. So only because of intensive efforts of the government, a mission mode approach to financial inclusion and opening bank accounts, that task which could have been done in almost 50 years, it was done in 10 years. So definitely other countries are looking at us and drawing inspiration from us. And in fact, the latest FinDex report which has come, it has said that the gender gap in the account ownership has reduced significantly in India. So that's another vindication of the effort which the government has made.
Very valuable insight. Now, the PM Jan Dhan Yojana in its 12th year has already done a lot in terms of inclusive growth, digital innovation and economic empowerment of the people of this country. And also one of the points is about the whole formalization of the economy and bringing citizens into the mainstream. Of course, as Dr. Goyal highlighted, there are some issues still that we need to deal with as to enable people to use these accounts, make them financially more aware, financially more literate and empowered. Thank you so much, Dr. Goyal, for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, 11 years of transformative impact in financial inclusion. The participants were Dr. Prashant Kumar Goyal, Joint Secretary, Department of Financial Services, Ministry of Finance, and Ruchika Chitravanshi, Journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.